before you. And God, we need you. We need you every hour. We need you. And so we ask that there would be a charging in every person here today, a charging that we would go out and look for people who need to know the love of Jesus, that even this week, every one of us would find at least one person, that each one would reach one and each one would reach some. And so I thank you for that charging right now in your people, that we would take the love that you've given to us and be the carriers of that love, giving it to others. And so open up our eyes. Lord, open up our eyes to see what we haven't seen before with people. God, that love would abound in us. We thank you that you so loved the world. May we know that love, that we would lay our lives down for the gospel. And I thank you for charging this house with faith, that this would be a house known as faith builders, faith talkers, faith walkers. Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing in every person that's opened up their heart, their spirit to you and said, I want to do this. I pray now that charging in Jesus' name. Now I want you to repeat after me, all right? All right. I will not stop. I will not quit. Now you got to say it like you mean it. If you say, I will not stop. I will not quit, right? But now it's like, I will not stop. I will not quit. I will not back down. I am charged by the grace of Jesus Christ. I have the love of God in me. I will go forth under this charge. And I will see my faith grow. And I will love people with the love of God in me. And nothing will stop me. I'm on a mission. And God goes before me. Lord, I thank you for this charging right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for letting me just pour that out. And I always say wherever I minister, and this is a privilege to be here, I have to say what Charity said last night, it feels more and more like family the second time around. And that's not always how that it is, but you, Pastor Kathy, you have a treasure, like a treasure in her. You really do. You really, really do. I thought maybe yesterday, or I don't know when it was, Friday, I may have said some things that were like, what in the world are you talking about? But sitting with her last night, I was like, okay, I'm normal then. I like that kind of normal. I really do. But you are blessed here, and I'm blessed to be here. And if I say anything, you guys fix it after I leave, all right? And so you always yield to the leadership of the house. But I have to emphasize this. I felt God saying, I'm going after your faith right now. I'm looking for faith in people. And that it's not just we're going to wait for another message, but we're going to take the message out. And we're going to be the carriers of the message that's within us. Probably most of us, how many of you have been in church at least 5 years? Okay, so that's the majority of us, right? And for even that, most of us have more teaching than what people in other nations have. And so we can take what we know and go out. Even you say, well, I've prayed for people and healing doesn't happen. Don't talk like that. You say, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to just keep on. Remember I said yesterday, John Wimber, who believed God called him to heal people, prayed for 1,000 people, 1,000 people, before he saw the first miracle. And people actually died after he prayed for them. There's another man used in history, and I can't think of his name right now, but he would pray, and people would get worse or die, and they finally said to him, "We don't want you to come and pray." But he wouldn't give up. He would not give up because he knew it was in him. And if I say this, I'm meaning it. It is in you. It is in you. It is in you. It is in you. It doesn't matter the disappointments. It is in you. It's in me. And we can't stop. And so we've got to go out there and do the works of Jesus. And everybody said?
Yeah.
Now say it like that. I like the loud expression from within. Give me a good amen on that.
Amen.
All right, that's good. You get the men in there with their amen, and it sounds really cool, doesn't it? See, I will say this, too. I believe there's a men's movement that's coming out of this house. God is going to raise up men who know how to be men, and you're going to be discipling a lot of men that are going to arise into the destiny God's called them to be. We don't want wimpy guys. I mean, I'm a woman, and I love ministry, and I'm so blessed that God called me, but there is something about the men arising and not being wimpy and backing down, but you go out and you do the works of Jesus. That's in you. It's in you. All right. Y'all okay? All right. May you go out today. Some of you may go to a restaurant. I don't know. Maybe go to a neighbor. But I believe God is stirring your heart in faith to go out. Maybe you already do that. I don't know. I don't know. But Barbara, I couldn't stop thinking. I woke up this morning thinking about that dream. And what I felt like the Lord said is he wants you to do a little bit of research. So he's giving you an assignment. Something happened between a border of a state around you. And I don't know if it was between governors, but something happened and he wants you to go back to that point. Remember when there was the famine in the land, the first year, David said, "Oh, well, there's a famine." The second year, I'm sure he began to think, "Oh, I wonder why we're having that again." And then the third year, he inquired of the Lord. How many of you remember that story? And the Lord said, it had nothing to do with David, but it was Saul and his bloodthirsty house because he had done the Gibeonites wrong, right? And so what David had to do is he had to make right something that had taken place before him. I don't fully understand that, but there's something that took place. And I believe you're supposed to research it and find out what that is to see the healing take place. All right, so, and if you weren't here for the ladies sing, you don't probably have any idea what we're talking about, but that's okay. Barbara can tell you about it. It was actually one of those things that I'm still blown away with how God does it. Yes, I am. All right, the guy in the checkered shirt here, what's your name, bud?
Ray.
Ray, I just saw you walking a tightrope, and it's like you're trying to stay, and I would never want to walk one of those ropes. I don't like heights. And I don't like the idea of walking on a tightrope. But I felt like God said he's going to get you through. And he's going to help you to get to where you need to go. And you're not going to fall off. And you're not going to lose ground. But he is going to walk with you and get you through. So, Lord, I bless him right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The guy here in the blue striped shirt, is it Rowena? Rufina, are you guys married together? Yes, is he good to you? I'm teasing you. Now the whole church knows. What's your name, bud?
Gordon.
Okay, Gordon, I remember you. I mean, I just remember when I looked over and I thought, oh yeah, I remember something, but I don't know what that it was. But anyways, Gordon, I see the scriptures opened in front of you, like, and a light on over you, which tells me it's late at night. There's going to be times where the Lord awakens you during the night, and as you get up and respond to him, and open up the scriptures. There's going to be such revelation that's going to flow to you. And here's what the Lord said. Give them this. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. You don't have to worry, sweat it. God will add all the other stuff as you seek first the kingdom of God. Go out and lay hands on the sick. There's gifts of healings in you, and you're going to have a favor with people. So, Lord, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. This guy right here in the burgundy, what's your name? What is it? Bob? Oh, Bob. That was my husband. Bob. What about Bob, huh? Bob, I see you just so steady. So steady, and you are such a good man with a big heart. And God says, I will pay you double for all the trouble that has come to you, and I will bless your latter years. Lord, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The guy over here, were you on the keyboard? One of them. You didn't have that shirt on? No, all right. All right. What's your name? Rich. Rich. Okay, Rich. I saw contract after contract after contract in front of you, and God is going to open up doors for you that is beyond what you yourself can open. And you're going to stand back and say, God, you did it again. Look at how awesome you are in my life. And the other thing that I saw was this ledger. And you're not going to be in the red. But God's going to take you way up. It's like the curve goes way up because his blessings are going to abound through you. And you will give and give. Remember what Jesus said, give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men put into your bosom. And when the money comes, it's not dirty money. He takes the wealth of the wicked and stores it up for the righteous. Lord, I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This guy here, you came out with the umbrella for us. You've got a nice husband. Yes, you do. And your name is? Steve. Steve, I'm telling you what, it's like when you came out, Charity said, oh, they saw us, and you came out with the umbrella. I felt like I'm so safe with you. Like, I could just go home with you. I'm not inviting myself to your house, but it's like I could just go home and be safe in your house. You have a father's anointing and a father's blessing. And it's like I see you teamed up with the pastor. I mean, teamed up. And you're going to be one used to help disciple the men. Lord, I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You are? Basima. Basima. Okay. If I forget, I'll go back to B. But Basima, I just saw you rising up taller and taller and taller. There's a gift of teaching in you, and the Lord is going to expand your ability to teach and instruct. And when you teach and instruct, it's going to be so easy for those that are hearing you to grab hold of what you're teaching and what you're giving to them. And so the Lord is touching your mind and your ability to do what he's called you to do. And I declare right now that you will arise as the one that God has anointed. There is a breaker anointing on your life. There's even a little bit of timidity. And God said, I'm breaking off that timidity from you. And I'm causing the roar of the Lion of Judah to come within you. And God says, you will bring many into the kingdom. I'm going to give you a large net to go out with, and you will see many come into the household of faith because of your grace and the favor that I placed on you. So Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. You know what it says? The Bible says he takes the solitary and he sets them in families. You are in a good family, and God will make up for what you've lost. Huh? That's a good word for you. All right. I know that y'all had ministry in here, and so I pray that you understand something about prophetic ministry. It's not just to make you feel good. It's a weapon in your hand. I'm telling you, it's a weapon. And so when God spoke to me years ago and said, Kathy, it was through a well-known prophet at Elam, if you embrace this call that I place on your life, I will go after every enemy that goes after your children. I had no idea how mean and evil the enemy was. But now I go back to that word, God, you said. And so I'm embracing this call. I've had to walk into places I didn't want to walk into. I've had to go to places I don't want to go to. I've had to fly to places I don't like to fly. I'd rather drive if I could drive. But I will do what God's called me to do. You know why? Because he gave me a promise. And he's given all of us a promise. So when the prophetic word comes, it's not just to make you feel good. It's to give you a weapon against what the enemy wants to do in your life. And he gives us promises. And so when things get going a little bit rough, you can go back to the promise and take hold of it. Write out your prophetic words. War with them. Are you all okay? Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. That made me feel better. The guy here in the brown. What's your name? Mark. Mark, you're a great guy. You really are. You're a great guy. I like you a lot. I do. But God likes you. He enjoys you. And God said to tell him this, I will bless the work of his hands, and I will cause an increase to come, and you'll not come up short. You'll not be lacking. But I sense there's so many surprises coming down the pike for you. And you're going to marvel at how good God is because of his love for you. So, Lord, I bless Mark right now. I bless even his physical body. That God, you would go inside right now. Make every wrong right. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One of the things that is a key when we go out, we get charged to go out. And you're going to go out a lot. It's like God's going to put a fire in you. But one of the things that I do is, even when I minister, is I always ask God to immerse me in his love. Because if you read 1 Corinthians 12, where it lists the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, which I want, words of wisdom, words of faith, right, or knowledge, faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds. Y'all follow what I'm saying. I want the gifts of the Spirit flowing through me. And whatever gift is needed, that's the gift I want at that time, right? But then Paul said at the end of 12, let me show you a more excellent way. And he takes them into 13, which is the love chapter. Right? And so he said, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but if I don't have love, I'm nothing. And so when I go out or even ministering, I pray for God's love. Like, I don't know you, but I mean, I feel the love of God for you so strong. And I just heard God say, I'm going to restore in the family what the enemy has done in your family. And there's going to be celebration in your house. Celebration. Remember when the prodigal came home and the father was watching, wasn't he? And then he said, this, your son was dead, but or your brother was dead, but now he's alive. God's giving you that promise. And see, when I get beside myself when I feel God's love for somebody. Because I know in myself I can't love. I don't know how to love without God. But his love comes in me, and then it's like I can just crumble in his love. And so what happens when you go out, I've had people say this to me. We'll be in a store, and they'll just say, I feel something different. And I'll say, that's the love of God. for you. They don't even know what they're feeling sometimes, and we have to spell it out to them. That's the Father's love, right? And so when you go out, take this charge today. Ask the Lord to immerse you in his love. And I'm telling you, people will feel it out there. They're going to feel it. Yes. And you are? What's your name? Rich. Another Rich? Where was the other Rich? Oh. Another Rich. And you're Rich? Did you hear what I just said? You're Rich? That's prophetic right there. That is prophetic right there. I felt it as soon as I said it. Receive it. You're rich. I was in a meeting one time. I got invited to this meeting, and there were, it was a wild meeting. I don't even know how to describe it. And so somebody came over to me, Mr. Rich, and they just went ding, 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 ding on my head. And I was like, okay, what is that? And he said, you've just won the lottery. And I think, now, I don't play the lottery, but I do know that in the spirit, God is saying, you're going to win big. Lord, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I also see God touching your back, like going right down, making things where it's not troublesome and achy. And even you'll sleep in peace. So, Lord, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to this Rich. You're a character. I mean, like, a character. And you never know what is going to happen when you're around Rich. Because, do you know one time I was traveling, and I tell people, when I'm in the spirit, I love having fun. But if you get me out of the spirit, I'm probably one of the most boring people you'll be around. And my daughter said to me, Mom, you are not. You're fun. I said, oh, well, then instantly I think of, and this story just came to mind, we're traveling one time. I had a bunch of girls with me, and we pulled into like a 7-Eleven or something to get a snack. And there was a police car sitting there running. And so I said to him, I dare you to get in that police car. And do you know they did it? And I realized I have to be a little careful because they were willing to do it. But I see you daring people to do some things. But one of the things that's going to happen in you is you're going to dare people to go out into the streets. And you're going to lead teams. There's times that you're going to take somebody with you and say, let's go out on a Saturday night and let's find the prodigals that are out there and bring them back. God is going to move in your heart in ways that you've not even seen or even known of what's in you. But there is a gift in you to love people and to care about them where they're at. You yourself were once lost, but God put your feet on the rock. He took you out of some of that gook and he washed you clean. And God says, because of what I've done in you, you're going to be that one that can go out and love others right into the kingdom of light. And there will be times that you will awaken. This happened to me one time. I don't know where I was headed. And the Lord told me, I want you to turn around and go back into Walmart. I'm saying, but I'm running late. And when you're prophetic, that stuff actually does happen. And I'm talking about being in the office of a prophet. It does happen. So I said, all right. And so I let whoever know where I was supposed to be. I'm running late. And I went back to that Walmart, and here is a couple that I know. I walked right in, and there they were, and the Lord said through me, do not do what you're intending to do right now. And they were planning on just going off together. They're not married. And their faces were like white. God's going to awaken you and give you the secrets of men's hearts, and he will send you on a mission. And you're going to find yourself broken, knowing that what they're about to do is leading them on that spiral down. But God will use you to intervene. And he said, as you take care of others, I'll take care of your family. And I will bring that healing into the family. Lord, I bless him. There's a fresh charging. Can I just have your hand? Rich, right? Rich. Lord, I charge this man right now that he would go out into the highways and byways. You got a beautiful wife here, right? Is this your wife? Yeah. Were you singing today? Oh, you all are on the team together? You too? Oh, my goodness. Very cool. Well, Lord, I pray right now this charging to take place in his life. I charge him. I charge him with the love of the Father. And I charge him with discernment. I charge his ears to hear. I charge even his eyes to see and his heart to feel. In Jesus' name, may these be the most exciting days they've ever walked in as husband and wife. Lord, they would look back and say, it's just getting better and better and better and better. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when you get up in the middle of the night, it's going to happen. Get your wife up, and the two of you go. Now, that'll be a miracle, right? And all you have to do, Charity does this sometimes, she'll tell you, put a ball cap on and just bring the rim down. Nobody will know you don't have makeup or anything on. And you go with the love of God. I mean, she's good at it. She can show us all how to do it. And you just go with the love of God. But God's going to literally send you on assignment. Like, what a privilege that you two get. Honestly, this doesn't happen to everybody. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. He's marked you for it. So, Lord, I bless. And what's your name? You're not Rich. I was expecting Rich. Ben, when I was 15 years old, the Spirit of God came into my bedroom. And I got saved listening to Ben Kinchlow and Pat Robertson on the radio. And I knelt at my bed, held my pillow, and prayed that prayer with them, and then was taken into visions all night long, where I traveled the world, and I'm doing what I'm doing today. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit, but I knew when my alarm went off, there's more to God than what I knew. You're going to discover there's much more to God than what you know, but the calling of the nations is on your life, and you're going to go. You're going to be one of those that goes and comes and goes and comes, and so you might want to think about getting a passport. Get a passport and get yourself ready. I had my youngest son went when he was 10. That was the youngest we sent him. But Charity started when you were 12, I think, 12. And she's had amazing encounters, but it was while she was 14 smuggling Bibles into China, got left alone, separated from the team, alone in China by herself with a suitcase of Bibles, that she heard literally the voice of God that saved her because they were coming for her. It literally saved her, and from that point, she never wanted anything to do with the world because she heard God's voice and she knew how real he was. God's going to come so close to you. So close. So close. So close. So close. Immerse him in your fire. Give him a future. Give him a hope right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, this has been really, really fun to be with you. And it has. Thank you for the privilege of ministering in your house. We were, a couple weeks ago, we were going to be ministering in a location. And so I said to Charity, let these pastors know we're in the area, because we were doing a Saturday woman's thing. And I said, let these pastors know we're in the area and see if they would want us to minister on Sunday morning. And so she did. And as soon as she sent the text, I thought, what am I doing? I've never invited myself in anywhere. The first time I'd ever done that, and they said, come, we want you. And then it ended up being a real God, divine appointed meeting. It really did. But I felt that here, like I've got family. I'm not going to invite myself, I promise you. Unless God tells me to do what he did that day. That was like out of my box. Comfortable, I'm serious. But I feel like I've got sisters here. I've got brothers here. And we love you like family. And I pray that this house become a house of faith and miracles and healing. And that as you go out, God brings a harvest in for you. God bless you. We love you. Take care.